He coughed and got to his hands and knees. He looked at his underarm. The bite looked like a dimple in the flesh, a small pink spot just at the edge of the hairs of his armpit. Nobody would ever see it. He didn't feel anything except a sort of dull tingling at the spot where the bite had occurred. His mouth was dry, but that was probably from fear. His head hurt. He reached up, felt blood, realized that they had torn open some of his stitches. Jesus. He tried to get to his feet, but his arm gave way, and he fell down again, rolling on the floor. He was still disoriented. He stared into the lights in the ceiling. His apartment had that cottage cheese kind of ceiling. He hated that ceiling. He wanted to do something about it, but it was too expensive. Anyway, he had always thought he would be moving soon. He was still disoriented. He got onto his elbows. His mouth was very dry now. It was the effect of the poison. Some kind of a toad. No, he thought that wasn't right. It wasn't a toad. It was a... He couldn't remember. Octopus. That's right, it was a little octopus, hardly bigger than a thumbnail. Cute little thing. The Indians in the Amazon used them for poison for their arrowheads. No, he thought. That was toads. No octopus in the Amazon. Or were there? He was confused, becoming more confused. He broke into a cold sweat. Was that part of it, too? He had to get to a phone. He might only have a few minutes of consciousness left. He crawled to the nearest object, which was an easy chair. He'd had it in law school. It was pretty ratty. He had intended to get rid of it when he moved here, but he hadn't gotten around to it yet. The living room needed a chair right in this spot. He'd had it recovered in fabric his second year in law school. Pretty dirty now. Who had time to go shopping? With his mind racing, he pulled himself up until his chin was resting on the seat of the chair. He was gasping for breath. It felt as if he had climbed a mountain. He thought, why am I here? Why is my chin on the chair? And then he remembered that he was trying to climb up, to sit in it. Sit in the chair. He got the elbow of his good arm up onto the seat and began to press himself up. Finally, he was able to heave his chest onto the chair, then the rest of his body. His limbs were getting numb and cold and heavier by the minute. They were becoming too heavy to move. His whole body was getting heavy. He managed to get himself almost upright in the chair. There was a phone on the table beside him, but his arm was too heavy to reach for it. He tried, but he could not reach out at all now. His fingers moved slightly, but that was all. His body was very cold and very heavy. He began to lose his balance, slowly at first, and then sliding over sideways until his chest rested on the arm of the chair and his head hung over the side. And there he stayed, unable to move. He couldn't lift his head. He couldn't move his arms. He couldn't even move his eyes. He stared at the fabric of the chair and the carpet on the floor, and he thought, this is the last thing I will see before I die.